Buffalo Academy of Science Charter School, or BuffSci, is one of the highest performing public schools in Buffalo, district or charter. Last year, it ranked 4th in math proficiency and 6th in science, with results just behind the Elmwood Village Charter Schools in English Language Arts and just ahead of those schools in math. The school's graduation rate was 94%, compared to the state average of 83% and district average of 65%. BuffSci is also in good financial and management shape, which can often plague charters, public schools that are independently run. So, Executive Director Joseph Pilat was expecting an easy yes vote from the Board of Regents for his school to stay open on May 4th. That's not what he got.
In one political night, everything is taken away. It's surreal, I'll tell you.
The Board of Regents is one of two main charter school authorizers in New York State, and it oversees BuffSci, which opened in 2004. The Regents' monthly meeting was actually held in the morning last Monday, and like everything else these days, it took place virtually.
Present. Regent Wills?
Present.
I'll circle back to Regent Reyes.
The meeting started with two presentations by state education officials, one of which addressed the state budget for the coming fiscal year. As Chief Financial Officer Phyllis Morris says, the financial outlook for public education amid the pandemic is bleak.
I think the budget situation is just particularly dire at the present time. And as Brian indicated,
the presentation rattled several regents, including Beverly Outerkirk of the North Country.
I don't know how school districts are going to survive this.
Then the very next item on the agenda was to vote on the renewals of 6 charter schools, which by law have to be reauthorized every 5 years.
And the first school on the list is the Buffalo Academy of Science Charter School.
Allison Armour-Garb from State Ed explains that the charter school office does the heavy lifting of evaluating how schools are doing and then makes recommendations for the regents as to whether or not they should vote to renew them. For BuffSci, the office recommended a full 5-year renewal and an expansion of 144 students to add 3rd and 4th grades, the last 2 grades BuffSci needs to become a full K-12 school.
And indeed, I wanted to say that most enrollment increase requests that come from the charter schools do not ever make it to your level, the board level, as they are rejected at the stage when they're presented to the program office. The department sets a very high bar for making enrollment increase recommendations.
Almost an hour of discussion follows in which several regents, including Dr. Catherine Collins of Western New York, express general concerns about charter schools taking state money away from public school districts.
All of us sat here and heard the report dealing with the budget, and all I heard was reduction in what we were requesting and freezes. And for those,
Collins argues against the siting of any new charter schools in Buffalo and says she doesn't want to be responsible for the implosion of the city school district. That financial argument against charters is one that CEO Anna Hall of the Northeast Charter Schools Network knows well.
I think the concept of stealing implies ownership, and it implies that those funds are the rightful property of the district, where in fact they are the rightful property of the families and the children of Buffalo.
This is a key part of the national debate on charter schools. But as Vice Chancellor T. Andrew Brown points out, charter schools are part of New York State education law.
Whether we personally like the idea of charter schools, even the existence of charter schools, that's a matter of legislation. We have to honor that. We can't ignore that. If we did, then we would be in violation of the law.
The dissenting regents don't bring up any specific complaints about BuffSci, except that it hasn't yet met its required enrollment of students with disabilities and English language learners. But that's also true of 2 other area charters the board votes in favor of during the same meeting, the Charter School for Applied Technologies in Kenmore and Health Sciences Charter School in Buffalo. BuffSci is the only charter that gets voted against, seemingly because its expansion request is tied to its entire charter renewal. Regent Susan Mittler of the Southern Tier.
I'm very much in support of what Regent Collins said. I have great concerns. I will vote no on any expansion. This is not the time for expansion.
When the voting comes, BuffSci is up first.
Correct. We have 7 in favor, 9 against, 1 abstention.
It fails.
That's correct.
Correct. It fails.
As the decision stands right now, BuffSci's charter will expire at the end of June. Executive Director Pilat says he's heartbroken and shocked over the move.
That means the entire school, 760 students, and their families, and about 150 staff and teachers will be homeless in coming years.
In an effort to try and avoid that, the Buffside community is making its anger known. Parents and students are flooding social media with video testimonials and contacting Regents in a phone, email, and letter campaign.
Buffalo Academy of Science. I believe it's one of the best schools.
The vote needs to change to keep the school open because that is an amazing school.
I just want to take the time to say, please do not close the school down. These children.
Given the backlash, WBFO confirmed that at least one Regent who voted no on Buffside's renewal, Frances Wills of the Hudson Valley, wishes to change her vote. Neither State Ed or the Board of Regents Chancellor responded to our question about whether it would be possible to have another vote in June, as the school's advocates are pushing for. Collins spoke to WBFO Wednesday and says she will continue to follow the lead of the Buffalo School District, which is opposed to any expansion of charter schools.
What is your response to the parents who are upset that a good charter school is being closed?
There are more than one charter school in the city of Buffalo. There's the public schools that are sitting there. There's the parents who have children in their schools, in the charter schools, and also in the Buffalo public schools. Please continue to do what you have to do as a parent, whatever that is, to educate your children. That's all I have to say. Is that as a parent and as a former nurse who worked for the Buffalo School District years ago, do whatever you can to educate your children. The Buffalo Public School, the charter school, the Catholic schools, whatever school's out there, do whatever you have to do. I mean, I can't tell parents what to do, but all I can say is support your children and make sure that they get a fine education wherever they are.
Well, I think that the issue is that the Buffside parents are saying that we're actually very happy with the education that our students are getting at Buffside, and now that is being taken away from us.
Okay, I understand. I think I've answered the question. Parents are responsible for making the decisions for their children. We give them the district as well as their charter schools. They make the decision on where they want to send their kids. I can't make that for them. So I think this is, we should end this conversation right about now.
The Board of Regents meets again on June 8th and 9th. In the meantime, Buffside prepares to open its second location, starting with kindergarten and first grade, in September. The Board of Regents approved the replication school last December. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.